time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
It's round two for tonight. Of course, we're featuring some of the artists that are playing at the up-and-coming Outlier Festival this weekend. Joining me in studio is Nat Worth.
Hey!
How are you?
I'm very good, yeah. Yeah, just been frantically setting up all this stuff.
We've been testing stuff.
Yeah, it's like a laboratory in here, yeah.
It's great. I mean, there's wires kind of crossing all over the room, so
yeah,
it's looking real technical.
It's very cool.
Hey, if you would just give us your name and give us a brief history of the project Nat Worth.
So I'm Hugh. I'm playing as Nat Worth tonight. Nat Worth is basically just like me trying to make club music. I'm sort of doing like a hypothetical kind of club, though. Like, there's no real club around that I'm making the club music for. I'm just kind of like trying to make up a club and like, yeah, do that sort of thing.
This is actually a big like business entrepreneurial thing. You're like,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna start up a club. This is the music that's gonna be playing.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I'm just like micromanaging, getting the music in order first. Then I'll maybe, yeah.
Sick. So mostly like techno electronic stuff.
Yeah. It sort of flops all over the place though, but mainly techno. Yeah.
Nice. Bit of varied stuff, which is cool.
Yeah. Just happens by accident. I actually have a real problem with like making things too cheesy, but you'll soon find out.
Sometimes cheesy is great.
Sometimes
people need ultimate cheese.
You can't be afraid of it.
I was actually lucky enough to have you up on my old show on Morning Glory as in a group called Awful that you perform in as well.
Ah, the glory days.
Yeah. is Awful not a thing anymore?
Oh, no, it is. That was true. Just a great time. Yeah. It's still happening whenever me, DJ Sweat, and Frey Mysterio, a.k.a. Mr. Worldwide, get in the room together, we just improvise like 30-minute songs. And
You all gel together naturally, and you just come up with some crazy shit.
We try our best.
If anyone else knows you, of course, you've played in a lot of other bands. You've played in Carols for a number of years now.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and of course, you've got your own kind of solo guitar stuff, which goes by the name of Alec.
Yep. Got an album coming out soon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you part of any more projects that I don't know of?
I'm playing guitar in a band called New Tropica, which is like real awesome. Check it out. It's on Bandcamp. Also, Blue Cheese is a like sort of like the snow wave band. Also on Bandcamp. Check it out. Book us for a gig. That's about it with Alec Nat Worth and those. Also, doing what I can. Yeah, when I can.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. For the real kind of nerdy geeks out there, talk us through about how this is all working, because you've got an elaborate little setup and I'm very keen to hear more. So tell us how it's all working tonight.
Firstly, I got the MC303, which is like the cheesiest piece of hardware you could ever get. You really got to fight it to not make it sound like... it's like a Crash Bandicoot theme song. And then got a K1, Kawaii K1, which is also kind of like it's not like top tier sort of stuff, but it's like real mean. I love it.
Mm.
Then I got this like modular synth, which is it's kind of like a pretty primitive modular synth at the moment. There's not like a whole lot of complex stuff going on there. It's just like quite small.
Mm.
But I'm slowly making it bigger.
Cool.
And then my computer's kind of like acting as the hands playing everything. And then I'm just like working on the tones and like DJing between the computer's hands.
So you're sequencing, is it like MIDI through the computer?
And then
okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you're adjusting kind of tonality and stuff as you
go. Yeah, and just choosing which MIDI tracks to play when and stuff, yeah.
How do you find, like, utilizing, I guess, actual hardware for your set? Because I know a lot of people, I guess, will just use straight Ableton, will just sequence stuff from Ableton, like samples and that. But a lot of, you know, like I've found a lot of people do, like, big elaborate hardware setups, like triggering shit through MIDI. Like, how do you find, like, I guess there's a kind of like a unique kind of hands-on experience that you get from like twisting knobs and, you know, like Yeah. How do you find it? Does it like add to the performance? Does it add to the songwriting process?
I think firstly, it's just like really fun. And like anyone can make like amazing music with just a computer. So I don't think it's like necessarily like, oh, this makes anything better per se. But yep. like, then also just like, I really like the constraints of it all. That's always a good buzz to just like be like, oh, this is all I can do with this thing. Mm. And then like try and work with that, as opposed to having a computer and just being like, I have the internet, I got all the samples ready to download. Like,
yeah. I guess that's true. You've got like an endless possibility when you've got a computer, and yeah, like an unlimited amount of VSTs that you can chuck out there. So yeah, that's interesting. So like, I guess working with constraints, really like you use what you have and you kind of use that to combine to create like your sound, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, enough rambling, but quickly before we get into the set, you're playing on Friday night?
Yeah, I'm playing at Outliers Fest on Friday, which is gonna be cool as. And also, you gotta catch Brian Mead. You gotta catch Fraser's Boring Music. Both on Saturday, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. Do it. Treat yourself.
And people can expect a pretty similar buzz from you on Friday?
Yeah. I think it will be a little bit more on the, like, sort of, like, hypnotic, repetitive side on Friday. Possibly a little bit, like, darker, for lack of better words. But, yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to get all set up pretty soon. And hey, thanks again for coming up. It's been a blast.
Oh, no, I love it. Love it.
Having a little chat. It's been great.
Yeah, I love it every time. It's great.
Where can people find you online if they want to check out some tunes?
I have a SoundCloud. It's soundcloud.com/networthtries. Check that out. Some tracks there. Also, check out Spectic Records. I got a EP coming out on that soon. But that's also a very, very cool label.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks again. We're going to quickly take five and get get all set up here. But yeah, thanks again.
Cool. Thank you.
Sweet. You're on Freak the Sheep. Of course, this is live and direct. This is round two, of course. Second one for the night. We've got Networth in studio, one of the artists playing at the Outlier Festival. Catch them coming up on Friday at the Audio Foundation. We're going to quickly get all set up for the performance, but enjoy this long, long ambient little number. It's going to be great.
We'll be right back.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Hello!